yes. On icy, cold, frothy, ghostly talk. In a can.
You're holding it up.
It's like even this. Diet. It's even
yeah,
diet. I think we should start.
Ghostly talk is calorie free.
Our own line of soft drink products. I think we could take on the market and take out the big P, which would be much to your despair. I think.
Oh man, it would have to be based on.
It would have to be saying we'd have to steal their formula and get sued for billions of dollars.
We'd call it Diet GT or something.
Diet GT.
Yeah.
There you go. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And wow.
First show in April 2006.
Happy. Yesterday was April Fool's Day, wasn't it?
Yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, how many emails do I have to get with people going, oh my God, the whole city blew up. And I'm like, oh my God, let's get a story on that right now. Just kidding, April Fool's. I'm like, oh God, you know, let's get it over with.
Somehow April Fool jokes by email just, they're lost. On
and you have to be pretty slow to get to like fall form like myself.
Uh-huh.
Where I freak out, email them back, and they go, dude. What's wrong with you? I guess I'm just a naive, trusting person. Ironically, also, it's National Atheist Day that was yesterday, too.
April Fool's Day. I see.
I always like to throw it out to people. April Fool's Day. They couldn't have picked a better day, I guess.
Well, I find I have to believe in something.
Well, yeah.
Even if it's just that the TV will come on when I push that button on the remote, I have to believe in something.
Well, you got to believe in that, because if that don't happen, you're out. You're in for me, what am I going to do on a Friday night?
I have to believe that the internet connection will come back up.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do on a Saturday night in that case? I mean, there's my whole weekend done.
My whole weekend shot.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't, heaven forbid, I, like, get in the car and go visit somebody.
Or, you know, maybe go out and hang around and, like, you know, get some culture.
Yeah, visit a museum.
Get some color in your skin, something like that. No, that is for those square folk.
Yep. That's for the other folk, the New Yorkers.
Yeah.
People in downtown New York.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know. Anyway.
A lot of stuff going on.
For some reason, Ghostly Talk is broadcast live from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if it's Eastern Daylight Time or Eastern Savings Time.
It's
whatever.
Eastern Standard Time.
It's Standard Time.
Talk about it hurting this morning. Having to do a 6 a.m. shift on a Sunday during Daylight Savings Time, I don't know how much of a degree of miserable you can be driving somewhere in the morning that early when you've only got an hour and a half sleep.
And you're like, I know it was just 5 a.m. a minute ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, I went to bed well before 2 a.m. They said 2 a.m. is the time we were supposed to switch over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes all the people at the bar very happy.
Right.
I think, is that the other way? No, wait. Is that this?
No, this one.
That
the
pushed
other
it ahead.
Way. Yeah.
That's the other way around. Yeah, the people, when October comes, the people at the bar will be really happy then.
Right. Actually, the state law in Michigan, they made it so that it's 2 o'clock regardless.
Really?
See, so
when do they change that?
When it goes back to 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
at 2 o'clock,
it's actually
still
2
o'clock according to the
When did
law.
They change that?
Because I think doesn't it go from 1:59 and 59 seconds back to 1 o'clock and 0 seconds?
Right.
So it never does actually reach 2 a.m.
But according to the state of Michigan, state law says that on that day specifically... Mm-hmm.
I wonder how old that law is. I remember vividly back in my days when I was working in the bar scene that there was, for
was
a couple years
always,
there in a row.
It was always on the books.
Ah, okay. It's something we just
people didn't do it. They cracked down on it.
Forget about what I just said. I have no idea.
It's not like you can't go back to the Haunted Warren Winery and finish up your evening for an extra hour.
Yeah, you know, doing exactly what you did at the bar, nothing.
Right, absolutely nothing. Speaking of Haunted Warren Winery, we are broadcast from the Haunted Warren Winery in beautiful Warren, Michigan, where spring is in the air, finally.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
April 2nd.
Feels so good.
And, it was a little chillier today than yesterday, but you know what?
Compared to last week?
And my brother, this is news, my brother has announced that we are going to move to Arizona sometime.
We're moving to Arizona.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's sick of the winters as well.
Oh, so he wants
his
us
brother.
To move.
Randy.
He wants us to move the whole operation down there.
Well, we're going to move everything down there, including our jobs. I mean, everything's going to move down to Arizona. Except for he never remembers that it's Arizona. So he starts with the A, you know, states. And he's like, that state that begins with an A, what is it?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. And I'm like, no,
the hell's
Arizona.
Arkansas?
We're moving to Arizona.
Arizona, dry heat. That's exactly what I need for my
sinuses. It's a dry heat.
No, thank you.
We're also broadcast on fantastic networks such as our own home, Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Mm-hmm.
The incredible and ever-present and huge Omnisound Radio 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Amongst, well, all right, let's go by memory.
Let's go by memory. Well, here's what I want to throw
try
up. No, while Will's calling up the page, what I want to do is...
Because I want to try and mention everyone, but...
Well, here's what we have to mention.
You don't have it in the show now.
It's something I keep forgetting to put on there, but something I want to mention specifically is the butt. When I was updating that page where we put all our banners at for all our affiliates
DVDG.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. when I was updating the page, I was thinking hypertext transfer protocol. Okay,
no.
So when I was updating the page, I accidentally took their banner off when I was just, like, plugging stuff in or whatever.
Oh, my god!
So I got an angry... Well, no, I shouldn't. They were nice. They're like, I got an email last week from them, like, after the show.
How did you take their banner off?
It was just an accident. I accidentally deleted it. I was plugging stuff in there, moving stuff around, making it look pretty, and I just accidentally deleted it. So they emailed me last week saying, hey,
where's our banner?
Did you guys boot us? What's going on here? And I'm like, absolutely
no.
Not. Send, right? And so I put that back up there. I want to mention them specifically, the Butt Broadcasting Group. Very cool group of people. Sorry about the mistake. Please don't fire us. We love you guys.
It is true. It is true. We love the Butt.
Yeah.
Well,
speak for yourself. Speak for Will.
Of course, we've been broadcast since the dawn of time on Radio New York International.
Yes, yes, yes.
KWTF The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, isn't that home of the...
Classic Metal Show,
Classic
guys.
Metal Show.
Hello.
We're also on Riff Raff Radio.
Yes, yes.
The Butt Broadcasting Group,
yes,
TVBG.
Yes, yes,
yes. The Point, 99.1 FM, of course. Robin Valley Community Radio in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
AM 1690. They're hearing us on AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
Catnip Radio, of course, the folks over at Catnip have been
the lovely ladies.
Absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Slackin' Radio,
mm-hmm.
which,
mm-hmm.
of course, describes me at work. Bazoo.
I haven't taken it down yet. I'm still waiting for a response.
Well, I don't know if it's Bazoo or Surge. Which
Bazoo,
one? I think it's
Bazoo,
Surge.
No, Bazoo are the people that are up and running.
They're up and running.
Yeah, I got another email from them last week, too, going, hey, man, you sound
it's
like
not
you
us.
Said we were... Yeah, it's not
it's
us.
Not
we're
not
still
us.
Up and running.
It's Surge. Click on the Surge 96.3
let's
FM.
See, let's see what happens.
Click on that. Or do... Yeah, open a new tab.
Dead as a doornail.
Loading.
Dead as a doornail, yeah.
Surge Radio.
I'm not hearing anything back from those guys, so you know what? I don't know what's going to...
I don't know.
We must have killed their server or something.
I don't know. I don't know. Blogging service, of course.
Yes,
Blogginservice.com. And Radio Enigma.
Yes,
genreless internet radio.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of great people. Thank you for your help. And we also have to note probably the countless AM and FM stations out there that are just stealing our stream, which we love.
Which is what we want.
Do it.
Talk is published under the
but
open
get a hold place. Of us. Get a hold of us. We'd love to put your banner up on our page.
We will.
And recognize you. And then talk about you on the air if we can, too. I mean, it's a big thing for us here. We want to support all the people that are supporting us. Very important. Doug.
Exactly.
What else we got going on?
Our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yes, yes. It's a very beautiful website. It's a beautiful website, and it's good and true. I don't know.
It's a beautiful website.
This is your segment, Doug. What are you doing to me?
Beautiful
You're killing
website,
me.
Good and true.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to have to write that down and
it's
put
state
that
of the
on
art, man. It's like state
it
of the
is.
Art. I mean, I don't know anybody else that has a Drupal site besides us.
We do. We have a Drupal site.
Yeah,
it's absolutely fantastic.
It's like, yeah, it's like the only site that I know of that has that type of software, so we're really proud of that.
I wonder if there's bound to be an update by now. I should go get the update and see how easy or difficult it is to update. It's a tiny little program that runs the entire website.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, when I was downloading, what was the other one, PostNuke?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, download, download, download. Unzip, unzip, unzip.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, download, unzip, go.
I was
You're
really
running.
Surprised with some of the modules.
It was super
yeah,
fast.
I know I was going through the modules and stuff, and they're just these little files.
They're teeny little files. I don't know how they did it.
But they work great.
They must have used magic.
A lot of stuff going on tonight. Very, very busy night we're going to have ahead of us.
Tonight's a busy night.
Well, you know, one thing we want to mention again. You know, I think we're going to be great if we actually ever advertise for somebody someday, which I don't ever see in the near future. But we have to mention this too, is we're going to be out there. It's the CPRI first annual paranormal conference that's going on.
We are going to be there. It's in Richmond, Virginia. It's May 13th and 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there hanging out.
We're going to be shaking hands, giving away CDs. This is what we usually do. If
kissing
we,
babies, yeah.
Kissing like, babies.
And then getting punched by
the
parents. in sequential order, by the way, too.
Right.
Yeah, doing photo ops.
Photo ops.
Take a picture of that fat kid over there with the Ghostly Talk t-shirt. Oh, that's one of the guys from Ghostly Talk. All right, great. Yeah, it's gonna be a really busy weekend for us there. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
You're gonna wear pants, right?
You know what?
Or shorts.
Well, I'm being pressured by corporate to start wearing pants.
I know.
I wore shorts yesterday, and it felt really good, but it just didn't feel right. I've been wearing the same pants for like 3 months, pretty
right,
much.
Right, right. As do I.
Well, Amber's starting to get sick of it though. She's like, "Look, it's time for you to buy some new pants, okay? You know." It's bad enough you don't wash them, but, you know, you wear them every single day. What's wrong with you? So I'm being pressured by corporate to actually buy pants. So, yeah, I'll come in a full suit.
That'll be excellent.
That'll be exciting.
You know who'll be there? Of course, Mark Nesbitt, Ghost of Gettysburg, former guest on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
CPRI founder and president Bobby Atrestane.
Good girl.
Of course, she's
Bobby's
past
awesome.
Guest on,
yeah,
Ghostly
totally
Talk.
Awesome.
Dr. Sally Ryan Feather will be talking about ESP,
mm-hmm.
EVP with science advisor and CPRI consultant.
Stephen Rourke.
Steve Rourke,
PhD. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
UFOlogy.
Yeah, Thomas Ginther of mm-hmm. MUFON.
Mm-hmm. Which we're looking forward to. And, well, there's still more. Wake up with Teddy Schuyler.
I pride myself on knowing, and as a matter of fact, if you go through the archives, mm-hmm. you'll know that sometimes I would ask people, who's your favorite paranormal personality, mm-hmm. your favorite mm-hmm. paranormal person who you've heard of? And, mm-hmm. and a lot of people know my favorites, you know, Edgar Casey, of course, mm-hmm. and D. Scott Rogo. And, you know, so anyway, I ask people, you know, I want to learn about people. Uh-huh. I want to learn about what they're doing, who they are, who they were,
yeah.
what they did, you know, that kind of stuff. And, uh-huh. Teddy Schuyler is a new name to me.
We'll have to check into that.
So it'll be interesting. I'm going to have to Google that. And, hey, Ted. Call me.
Dermanology with John Zavis.
that came out very well.
And translated from demon to English, that was actually demonology.
Right, that is correct.
With
John Zavis.
Yeah, another former guest and hopefully future guest, just like the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
We had to talk to Bobby about this. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm really scared because we just had Grant on last week, who was an absolute ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grant's like, oh, I'm going to be right there watching you guys. But, yeah, you're probably going to be the only person watching us,
yeah,
too, Grant.
It'll be you and us.
So, what we're, yeah, the Taps
guys. I'll bring the chips. It'll be great.
The Taps guys are going to be coming on. They're going to be talking about, you know, the stuff that they do as a probably the largest group in the country now, is the most organized, well-set-up group in the country now.
Jason and Grant of Ghost Hunters mm-hmm. on Sci-Fi and of
yeah.
Taps.
Yeah, absolutely. And then us.
And then us.
Why?
Won't that be a treat?
We're going to. Way to sell yourself there, guys.
There is that one clip.
Management taught us that too. They're like, "Yeah, this is, you got to sell yourself.
Sell yourself.
Make yourself sound as dumb and ignorant as possible, and they'll be flocking in by the.
And then that way, that's like you know, under promise and over deliver.
No,
you know? that's our theme.
We're always the underdogs. We stand back it all the way up to the beginning, and we just blow them away.
Right. So look forward to that.
It's gonna be a lot of fun though. We're looking forward to it.
Either that or I'll fall asleep on the stage. It'll be one of the two things. It'll be great.
Come on down. It'll be a great time. Come on down there and hang out with us.
It's Richmond, Virginia, May 13th and 14th.
We're going to be having a couple of those people. We're going to be having actually Stephen Rourke and Dr. Sally Ryan.
That's awesome. Dr. Sally Ryan.
Yeah. Duh. I'm sorry. I'm on an hour and a half sleep.
I know.
We're going to be having them on the week before. The festival, I like to call it the festival, to talk with us about some of the things they're going to be talking about at the thing, possibly, or, you know, whatever. I'm not making any, I'm totally shot. Doug, go.
Today, on Ghostly Talk.
I burned myself out in 15 minutes. I have like another 2 hours and 45 minutes to work here.
Why don't we just cut the show short?
Yeah, we're done. Good night. Thank you. Play the music. We're out of here.
Today, on Ghostly Talk, if we don't cut it short, what's this announcement?
I have no idea.
I have absolutely no clue. There's a buzz in the paranormal community.
I have no idea.
Because
Joel, who we're going to be talking to in about 15 minutes, contacted us and said, "Hey, you know, here's the idea. You know, we're talking about doing a radio show, but a show like a TV show,
right?
Where people, much like." A lot of the work we do here on Ghostly Talk, people submit stuff. We talk to them on the air, whatever. We get their ideas, their experiences. It's going to be the same type thing, from what I understand, but it's going to be a TV type show. Mm-hmm. And this is what these guys are working on. And Joel's like, hey, you know, would you like to talk about this? I'm like, well, hell yeah, this sounds really cool. We'd love to talk about this. As far as the big surprise, I have no idea.
Well, here's what it says. Is this from his website?
Yeah, I pulled this right off there.
It says SBJ. Will, that's Joel, right? Or no, SBJ is the production company.
SBJ,
yeah. We'll be on Ghostly Talk this Sunday, mm-hmm. today, to promote SBJ Productions' new paranormal show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and this is what really caused a stir. I mean, everybody's been asking me about it. I have no clue.
Okay.
Also, and this is a quote from his website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he will be making a big announcement. What could it be? Tune in to Ghostly Talk this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
I have no
idea. Well,
right.
He says Eastern Standard Time.
He better not disappoint now. We're pimping it up right now.
Well, I don't know. Everybody.
I hope we're not putting the poor guy on the spot.
Well, he put himself on the spot. This is from his website.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I'm really curious to see what he has to say.
It's going to be very interesting.
Well, it's a really cool thing. It's another thing, you know. And the funniest thing, you know, we've been talking about this a lot. It's been coming up a lot, especially, you know, we had Dave Schrader on last week from Darkness on the Edge of Town. Great mm-hmm. guy with a great show. And, you know, there's been, you know, with all the shows that are coming up now, there's always going to be this idea.
Oh,
what's up?
Speaking of shows.
What's up?
This is newsworthy.
What's that?
Yeah, right. My iTunes just downloaded a new episode of Mysterious Universe.
Oh, really?
So those of you who are into the iTunes or into the podcasting,
mm-hmm.
You better update it. Run your program. Run your juice or run your iTunes or whatever you do to get your podcast.
Fire up your lawnmower.
Because I'm sure you're already subscribed to Mysterious Universe. It just downloaded.
Really? A brand new show, huh?
Well, it's not a brand new show, but it's been around for a couple months.
Well, I'm saying a new show.
But a new episode. Show. Yeah. And I don't know his schedule. Because I'll be sitting there, like, next Sunday I'll expect one to come down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
It well, much like us, Thursday. Much like us, we advertise from 15 to 20. We, for example, right now we're like, okay, Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We advertise that consistently. That
right.
You can depend on, you know, if you have an iPod or juice or you know, hedge trimmer, whatever it is you use to download iPod stuff or pod. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Whatever it is you use to that stuff. You know, you can depend on a Monday morning to have a brand new one coming down into your
right.
iPod.
But assuming we do a show, I mean, because other like than a couple weeks ago we didn't do a show, but
well, yeah, but you know, the stuff
Super Bowl
happened.
Sunday. Oh, it was yeah. two months ago.
That was 2 months ago.
Yeah, wow.
But we do all these special shows also.
Yeah, those come down willy nilly whenever
well,
I feel like.
Well, it's pretty much the same, you know, the same format. When we do the show, I go in there and rip it apart and do what we got to do,
right?
And then put it up there, so you can usually get it the next morning. It's up there ready for download. But we don't really keep a schedule with that. We just kind of go, well, we got too many people that want to come on the show. We really want to talk to these people, so let's just put them here and see if, you know, he or she would like to come on the show. Then, so we don't really keep a schedule with that. So, you know, as far as Mysterious Universe. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, well, it's true, but a new one. Also, if you haven't done it,
yeah.
I found on iTunes, I found, finally,
yeah.
I found Full Moon Radio. It is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So do a search on iTunes on Full Moon Radio and subscribe to the podcast. It'll come down to your iPod or your MP3
cool.
player, whatever you sync it up
great
to.
Show. Great
It'll
great
come
show.
Down every week. And, yeah, get a hold of Full Moon Radio as well.
Definitely. Laura rules. We love her to death.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No, we were talking about this a little bit last week, and this is what Joel said to me also, which I cracked up laughing, because he's like, you know, hey, you know, would you like that, you know, would you like us, you know, come on and talk about the thing on the show? Well, I'd love to. That'd be totally great. Well, we don't want, you know, we know you're, you know, we're your competition, so, you know, we don't want anybody.
I love that.
I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, what are you talking about, man? You know, I mean, no, come on the show, talk to us. You know, and there's been a lot of buzz about that because there's a lot of media entities out there now. It's really
cool.
But
I don't understand the competitive.
Well, I'll never understand
why people think
that.
We're competing. I don't compete with anybody.
Either do I.
I do this in order to talk about the paranormal for 3 hours a week mm-hmm. and with interesting people mm-hmm. and for interesting people.
Absolutely.
And the people who are listening are as interesting to me as the people who we're talking to.
Yeah.
Because as I learn these things, I know everybody who's listening is learning these things, and I'm just presenting this
yeah, well, that's an example.
Incredible you know, these incredible conversations is all I'm doing. And and it's interesting to be part of it, but it's I'm not competing. I'm not competing with Coast to Coast. I was on Coast to Coast. I love Coast to Coast. I'm now a, what do they call that, a premier member or whatever they call it?
Oh, Streamlink member. Yeah. You're a gold member or whatever they want to call it.
Yes, yeah. I'm a card-carrying member.
And card-carrying member.
And, well, password-carrying member, I suppose, because it's, you know, intangible. But I do, but, you know, I have that. I love Coast to Coast. I love Full Moon Radio. Mm-hmm. I love Mysterious Universe. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
We listen to tons of shows along with being a show ourselves.
Right.
That's the point. And, you know, we're saying.
We're part of it. We're enthusiasts. We're amateur broadcasters. We're amateur ghost hunters.
Exactly.
And that's what we do. And we are not competing with anybody. I am not competing with anybody.
I think it's funny. I mean, because people say that. That's happened more than once. And I'm like,
well, I know. I think people tend to think that this is, you know, because it is a business corporate environment in traditional radio.
Yeah, yeah.
In traditional radio, it's a big, big business. And mm-hmm. you can make a business out of internet radio. At least I hope you can. Eventually,
yeah.
I think people will be.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a business out of podcasting. You can make a business out of anything you wanted to, or anything people will pay for, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But
I ain't got to pay for this crap. I don't know what...
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's not going to happen.
But
we've accepted that a long time ago.
But I... I think that this is not a business to me. This is my passion.
Well, this is a great time for us. This is 3 hours a week. We get to let our hair down a little bit and talk about these things. And, of course, we have some really amazing guests, all the way from Grant from Ghost Hunters. And like you mentioned, a really important point, too. We talk to the listeners are just as interesting as, you know, a lot of the guests we have. I mean, look who we have coming on here at 7 o'clock, Mike from a band called Doth. They are one of our independent – they're a band that's part of our independent music program. And Mike from Doth contacted me and said, dude, you know, the concept of the band Doth is really, you know, it's based on a lot of stuff that we study and we, you know, a lot of interesting things. Would you like to talk about that? And I'm like, heck yeah, this is really interesting stuff. You know, Mike doesn't have 14 books published. He doesn't do world tours every summer. He doesn't, he isn't in that type of profile, I guess. I'm not trying to, like, stereotype anybody. But he's a guy that plays in a band, but he has something interesting to say, and we looked at it and said, this is very interesting. Let's get this out there to the people. Let's put him on.
Right.
We didn't have to screen him and look at his resume and see how much profitability he would, you know, how much our gross margin would increase if we had him on the show.
Well, that's
nothing to do with that.
That's another really cool thing.
Yeah.
About doing internet radio, podcast radio, or whatever you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah.
About being on the underground, about not being in a boardroom.
Yeah.
Is we call the shots.
Yes. Everything is done here. It's up to us.
It's up to us. Yeah. We have to do all the work, but we also get to call the shots.
And
so.
we get the benefits from that, which is like you said.
And you guys
ago, talking to all the great people.
I want to make it absolutely clear. Okay, there's 1,000 points of light. No, wait, that's the wrong lifetime.
Yeah.
I want to make it absolutely clear. I want more paranormal media. More,
mm-hmm.
not less.
As do I.
I want 1,000, I want 100,000 paranormal podcasts.
It'd be so cool to see.
I want 1,000 to 100,000 paranormal internet radio shows.
Yeah.
I want 1,000 to 100,000 paranormal shows on the... What are those dish things that people? It's not a dish; it's a satellite.
Satellite
on satellite radio. I want it on. I want it in the background music on the TV guide on cable TV. I want paranormal programming.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I don't care if you think you're competing with us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. But if you're producing a paranormal podcast or a paranormal show of any kind, if you are writing paranormal theme books,
mm-hmm.
if you are doing the paranormal circuit and giving talks, I'm all for it 100%, and I'll do anything I can to help you
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Or even I'll go to your stuff, I'll listen to your podcast, I'll do it all, because that's what I want. I want more.
Great. We're going to get 1,000 links now. Check out this one. Download it. We're going to be like,
good.
Up to
that's
our knees. And, no, that's totally cool. And I agree with you on that, Doug. There should be more out there. And I mean, it's exciting to see a lot of new shows coming out there. We're really excited about that.
Exactly.
Keep going. We're having a ball watching this stuff. But there is that element that cracks me up.
Like, get on Premiere.
Yeah. Like I said, Joel said that, and I mean, I'm not knocking Joel at all. He's very cool, but I'm like,
well, I can see his trepidation. No, I understand. We've been around for 4 years. Maybe he thought that we were, you know, trying to do
whatever
business, but whatever. We're not. This is our hobby.
I hope he's not listening right now. We're gonna call him, and he's be like,
"You guys are dopes." But I do. I want more paranormal programming. If you've got something to say and it's related to paranormal, I want the paranormal message boards to fill up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go to ghosttoghost.com. What's org. Richard's site? Ghosttoghost.org. It's linked up on our website. Go to our forums. Go all over the place. Post. Talk. Learn. Laugh. Get mad. I don't care. Just more paranormal stuff all the
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
That's what I want.
Then I agree with you 100%.
The more we talk about it, the more things that people will discover.
Yeah, more.
That's what I think.
More things people that are coming into it will learn right off the bat, as opposed to people like us who had to learn it all by ourselves back in the day. And when we had to crawl up hills 4 miles high or whatever, like our grandparents used to say. I mean, I wish I was new to this, to tell you the truth. Seriously, I wish.
Well,
I
think we got in at a very exciting time. Got in.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I wish, like, if you're new, there's so many resources.
There wasn't when we started.
No, there wasn't. It's really cool to see so many resources out there for people to check out, download for free, read.
Who was on? Jeff Rentz was on. Mm-hmm. Whitley Strieber was on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Coast to Coast wasn't on the internet itself. You would tune into a radio station that would broadcast it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't called Coast to Coast. It was called the Art Bell Show.
Art Bell Show, yeah.
They were on the internet. So Jeff Rentz, Whitley Strieber. Oh, Lou Gentile.
The X Factor also.
I thought he was relatively new after we started.
I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. He's making a huge... Rob McConnell is making a huge... I get a daily email.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on his mailing list. Mm-hmm. And I get a daily email of all the people and all the things that are going on at
a fantastic show.
He's made a phenomenal web presence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm telling you, more of this is what I want to see.
That's the message for today. The moral
That's the moral of this
start
half
Start up
hour.
Your own podcast.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
You're waiting. Come on,
no,
go.
Wait 2 hours. And then
wait, yeah, wait.
No, wait. You have to wait 3 hours because it's Full Moon Radio.
Yeah, so. Wait. Let's go to break.
I think that's a good idea.
There's steam coming out of my ears. Do you realize that?
We'll be back with Joel of SBJ Productions. We're going to find out what that big announcement is because it's been all over the chats.
and gentlemen. This is a little tutorial in GHI. We're gonna teach you what to do when you first see a ghost. Okay? We're gonna look for a ghost, and then if we see one, we're gonna do the right steps of action afterwards. So, you know, you want to be calm. You don't want to do anything stupid. You want to sit there, say your prayers or whatever, make the ghost go away, ask the questions maybe. But whatever you do, you can't scream, you cannot run, you can't do anything like that. It's only going to make it worse. And it's not like you're going to outrun them, because they'll follow you wherever you go. So let's do it. Let's go. Follow me. This is the Church of the Damned, where it's known haunted. Very, very, very haunted. Books have been thrown, people have been thrown. And hopefully tonight we get some action. Very creepy, there's no lights anywhere in here, so if you have a flashlight, you'd be good, which we don't, so that sucks. And windows, cracked windows, very nice, beautiful. Soft. And we're just gonna look around here. I'm just gonna stop right here and a little bit. Is anyone here? It's good to ask the questions.
Nick, check out that. Look at this corner. Look at the corner over there.
Corner.
No, over there.
Quite a little
echo
we
going.
Yeah, we're still
What's
working.
Up with the echo?
We're still working on that. It's one of those things from moving the studio that anniversary.
True, yeah.
We're still working that stuff out. We have to thank our friends
I
from
the big wire is connected to the little wire or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. We have to thank our friends from Chloroform and the Girl.
Yeah.
For that tune. Yeah. Also, we have to thank our our real good friends from Ghost Hunters Incorporated for that other little excerpt we used from their DVD. I think you can download that video. That was actually pulled from a video, just the audio. And I just thought it was hysterical.
Can I borrow that DVD?
Oh, yeah. I got it right there.
Okay.
You got it in the Ghostly Talk library. You can just
I
want to
grab it.
You can kick the dust off it and all that stuff and then take it with you. Yeah, it's in our library. But thank you to those guys. They're a fun bunch of guys doing things their own way. You know, don't
Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
They're linked up on our website.
Yeah,
you've got to
absolutely.
Go get that DVD. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I can't wait to see it. I've been hearing about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a demo copy. We got the demo.
Oh, do you think it's out yet?
I don't know what's going on. They're doing all kinds of wild stuff. I know you can download some stuff off their website, too, so go check
cool.
it out for sure.
So Chloroform and the Girl was the independent band.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you
have.
So much.
Thank
and,
you very much.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated, thank you so much. We have...
On the line. Hey, that was pretty good.
That was not that bad. Was, that was almost as good as a segue.
That was almost as good as
yeah,
a segue. And you ruined it again. Awesome.
Let's try it again. We have...
On the line...
Joel Pokinghorn of sbjproductions.blogspot.com.
That's his website.
Now, I had read
mm-hmm.
this. I want to read it again. Because I've got a...
I think he just hung up.
I think so, too. I want to read it again. This is what he put out on his website.
Okay.
SBJ will be on Ghostly Talk this Sunday, 4-2-2006, to promote SBJ Productions and new paranormal show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he will be making a big announcement, and that's the catchy part.
What could it be?
What could it be? Tune in to Ghostly Talk this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Well,
Joel.
Yeah, Joel, you got some explaining to do. We're getting, like, emails, phone calls. Someone actually dug out my cell phone number and, like, called me and stuff.
Yeah.
And
someone actually went to my parents' house and roughed them up trying to get information, too.
We're like, what's going on?
Oh, you hook them in.
Yeah.
I guess so. That's pretty cool. Well, welcome to Ghostly Talk, Joel.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you feeling tonight?
Crusty, like I said on the break. Very, very, very crusty right now.
Oh, I'm feeling much better because I had pretty much locked myself in the Haunted Basement studio. That's where we used to do.
The old studio, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we used to do Ghostly Talk. And I locked myself in and I learned all about Logical Volume Manager all weekend. So
just leave it at that. Just leave it at that.
It's a Linux thing.
Yeah. Then there goes half the audience right there.
So now that I'm out and about in the actual like world and talking to people, I'm feeling much, much better.
Got out of the nerdy tree.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you know, we hooked up a while back on email. We didn't actually hook up. We just like we're talking on email. Just to get that very clear.
Well, I mean, I've been telling people that we hooked up.
Well, you know,
never mind.
The rumors are rumors, and I just try to prove them as much as possible. I mean, okay, fine. We hooked up. We were talking on email, and you contacted us about the show you're working on. Now, I don't. Mm-hmm. Does the show actually have a title yet? I mean, is that I never got that. That never really came through in translation. Do we have a title for the show yet?
You know what? It doesn't have a title, and that leads me to my big announcement, which you know what? I'm going to throw it on the table here right now.
Okay.
All right.
What we're doing here at SBJ Productions is with this show that we're working on, we're going to throw out to the Ghostly Talk listeners first. We're going to put a contest out there to name this show.
Oh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to throw together a prize package and have people email their show ideas to us.
Okay.
And the winner is going to be announced. They're going to be credited in the show for naming the show from here on out. And we're going to get a prize package together for them and for two of the runners-up.
Okay.
You know, we don't know what the prizes are yet, but we usually put together some pretty good prizes when we do giveaways. So.
Well, if you attach the word free to anything, people are going to go nuts. I mean, so I think...
Exactly.
People are going to be cool with it, especially people that listen to Ghostly Talk and who are interested in this sort of thing. And that's what leads us to this. And now, in order for people to win this prize, we're going to... This is going to be more or less a TV show. This isn't going to be a radio show. This is going to be a TV show, right, Joel?
Right, absolutely. What we're going to do is we're going to have people, basically what we want people to do is we want them to go out and take on the role of a video journalist. You know, you guys had Grant Wilson on last week, which is a great segue for this.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all these teams out there now, they want to be the next Taps and do all this stuff. I mean, I don't know how it goes for you guys, but for me, I got into it by watching stuff on TV, like watching Sightings and watching In Search Of. And that kind of stuff. And I think there's a lot of people out there that want to do that and have their team get a little more recognition. And, you know, not only is it a great way for them to get their name out there, but it's a great way for them to get a little bit, you know, to have their name a little more well-known out there. And so they can get a little bit of credibility within the community. And if, you know, somebody's going to them to get them to do an investigation, say, on their property, they could say, well, you know, we were featured here, and if somebody hears that, they think, oh, okay, well, these people know what they're doing.
Well, it's going to give you a little bit more credibility. That's what it's going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So essentially, the folks are going to be producing segments, or not producing.
I don't know if they're
going
to really produce.
They're not going to produce it, but they're going to do the provide the content of a segment and be on camera giving, you know, the history and the results and the investigation and giving giving their take on a specific haunted location or story or idea or news piece or, you know, they're basically doing like a little
photojournalism.
Segment.
Photojournalism as far as it's concerned. It sounds like that might be the first half of it though, Joe, because I mean, yeah, you're going to have people probably go on camera and go, okay, we're standing in front of, you know, the haunted bathroom here in Warren or wherever we're at, and it is reported there's, you know, all types of weird people that come in here and drill holes in the wall and stuff. I'm leaving that. I'm sorry. I went too far with that.
Robin Valley Community Radio.
I'm sorry. It's from all the highway driving I do. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're on the point 99.1.
Another rumor out there for you people to bite down. Sorry about that. But no, people are going to stand out and they're going to talk about, you know, they're going to be.
Oh, no.
No. We're moving away from that, Doug.
Right,
don't
right.
worry. It's the they'll believe us.
A lot after this show.
No, you're going to have people that are going to do that photojournalism part, like Joel said, where they're going to talk about it on camera. Like, okay, this is what goes on here at this area. This is what's been reported. Here's some history on the area. And I imagine, Joel, what you're going to want also is that for people to actually take the cameras into the location on the investigation itself. Am I correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we want people, we want them to get as much in-depth as they can. And actually, they don't have to be in front of the camera. I mean, a lot of people don't feel comfortable speaking in front of the camera. So if they want to, just so long as what we want them to do is we want them to provide footage for us and then give us an outline of the story. Give us, you can basically write down what the story is going to be. And mm-hmm. if they don't feel comfortable being in front of the camera, we have people here that can do the voiceover or that can host the segment however they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, these people can tell me exactly how they want their segment, or we can take the creative control and do it how we see fit if they don't feel comfortable doing that part of it. But yeah, we want them to go. And it's not just limited to ghosts. You know, this is all aspects paranormal. So there's UFOs being sighted over Sioux City, Iowa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can go out there with their camera and film all this stuff going on, or anything really that has to do with the paranormal. We want this show to kind of encircle all of it.
What about cryptozoology? Would you guys be in the, like somebody like there, no, there are.
What about my trip to the Ozarks looking for Bigfoot?
Well, that's exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
It'll mostly be me. You know,
there'll be Doug.
There.
You'll be hearing from Doug on that one probably.
Whistling.
Well, no.
Can he find Bigfoot?
Well, that's another
yeah,
big thing.
Okay.
There's a lot of people out there that's what they do. There's a lot of people out there, just like you said, Joel, that are out there filming things for ghost hunt.
Well, Terry Gamble.
Okay.
I MissouriGhosts.net or
yeah.
org or something. You've Terry Gamble put together two DVDs.
Two fantastic DVDs.
Of what they've done on their ghost investigations. I want to see him on your show eventually.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I mean, that'd be great.
I want him to produce a spot for your show, or not produce, but, you know, to create a spot on your show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see. There's so many people doing all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, that we've never talked to, probably, in our. There's millions of people out there that are out there doing exactly what you guys are looking for, Joel.
Yeah,
the thing is a lot of times, too, that you'll have people go out there, and, I mean, any good team has video work that they do when they're going out there and doing an investigation or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they don't even have to necessarily be thinking about it as they're going into it. This could be something that they did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so long as they just get some shots of outside the house and everything. And I mean, we even told people that they can do reenactments and stuff. You know, get somebody that can act a little bit, but do a reenactment. Do however you want. Just keep it factual.
Eat a ghost.
Oh, my God. I am so scared.
We don't want people dressed up in bed sheets going around shaking chains. But if you can reenact something
scary.
A little bit.
I think we better back off from that because you're going to get some pretty scary videos, I think.
Interesting things. You'll get, like, this tomato soup can flying through the air.
Yeah, somebody just throws it.
Now throw the tomato soup can because that's what happened, you know, on May 19th or whatever.
God.
And then they'll film it flying through the air and then out the window is the glass shatters.
Yeah, the glass. There you go.
Hmm.
Proof.
Proof. Absolute proof.
Proof of the paranormal right there.
The flying
there
tomato
you go.
Can.
Well, yeah, like I said, there are so many people out there, though, that could do something for
Terry
this show.
Terry Gamble, Ghost Hunters, Inc., they've both produced DVDs.
Yeah.
I
think
I know that when we film a lot of stuff that we do, that's the kind of thing. If something ever came up really interesting,
yeah.
we could probably do a...
Being stout media personnel like we are.
Oh, yeah, we're
hi, we're standing in front of the haunted...
We won't go into what it is.
I screwed that up last time. I'm not even going to try.
Would you remember? Well, for example, we had the door open at...
Oh, that's a primo piece of video right there. I mean, as far as like... Well,
it even includes the Ghost Hunter's Prayer.
Well, that's what I was
going to... Up at Fenton Hotel.
That's what I wanted to mention to Joel. As far as... Cause sometimes I'm not the only person that's ever done that.
You are not. I've seen it now on several videos.
I'm not
the
only person that's ever done that. Joel, that's a question I have concerning content. You know, sometimes if people see something that they're not used to seeing...
You do have a bleeper machine, right?
I'm just wondering, as far as content's concerned, I mean, you have to watch... Is there guidelines people have to go by as far as that? Cause, I mean, I know I said the Ghost Hunter's Prayer when I saw that door open in front of us, which... You know, and I'm just wondering if people have to watch out for that. I mean, are you going to have to, like, okay, look, you know, we're going to have to cut that out because, you know, you said a couple of swear words there. Is that something people...
Well, that's the joys of post-production.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
No, we can, if it's an awesome piece and something really freaky happens, then, you know what, we always have the bleep button on standby, so.
Okay.
We're definitely not going to sacrifice an awesome piece of video just because somebody decided to cuss out loud. We are going to make it a PG-type show.
Right.
But... you know, we're not going to cut anything out just because somebody let something slide, because I know I'd let things slide many times when I was in the field doing stuff.
We still let things slide here. Trust me. And I'm usually the culprit, too, so I take full responsibility for that. Will, do you have something to say?
You should do one of those nasty dubovers.
Oh.
Instead of saying, the Ghost Rider's prayers, be like, holy soinks!
It'll be like,
holy jeepers, Batman!
It'll be a completely different voice. It'll be like female.
It'll be like
an old woman or something.
Well, that would definitely add, it would make it fun, but it would also present the evidence, too. It would still present the evidence, which is the most important.
That would be very fun.
Well,
have a 90-year-old woman doing the voiceover for a 20-year-old guy. That'd be perfect.
Well, it would be okay.
There's some days that I actually sound like that. Don't worry. What was that, Doug?
No.
What were you? Uh-oh.
I was just going to say something.
Oh, God. Okay, that's a 90-year-old person now.
We've been smoking for 85 of them.
She started smoking. She actually came out of the womb.
With a cigarette.
Cigarette in one hand, glass of wine in the other. Okay, there you go.
That's her.
And now she's developed a very, very, that's some in some ladies that...
Sultry voice.
Just
a sultry voice.
Just have Sylvia Brown do it.
Well, that's what I was going for.
Oh, God. I'm still waiting
I'd actually like to have that lady do the voiceover for all the shows.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter if they're just having a regular conversation or not. I mean, that's kind of hot.
She'd be expensive.
Sylvia Brown... Did you say her voice was hot, man?
It's something, all right.
Sylvia Brown's very cool.
You could go to any local bingo hall and get some.
Oh, my God. And I'm going to get in trouble about talking about rest stops. I'm going to get in trouble for talking about rest stops. Oh, my God.
Hey, don't talk about that, because I just had it in my head where they could put
it's ironic, because we have Sylvia Brown's lawyer coming on at 7 p.m. now. We've had a schedule change, and Sylvia Brown's lawyer's agreed to come on the show and talk to us about a few things.
The Knights of Columbus lawyer will be with her. It'll be great.
That was beautiful, Doug. I guess we can scratch Sylvia Brown from the guest list now.
So much for that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen now.
Love Sylvia Brown, though. I went and saw her on her Mysteries Tour, her World Mysteries Tour, and I was enraptured. I was sitting on the edge of my seat listening to her stories.
She does have fantastic stories.
But I went to the one in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the one here in Detroit was toward the end of her tour. Mm-hmm. She was just like, I'm getting this over with. And dealt with it and then got off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But anyway.
This sounds like a very cool thing, though, Joel, that you guys are putting together there. I mean,
we're hoping so.
There's so many people out there that have, I mean, I can't count, in a week how much stuff we get in the email stuff with just video clips and whatnot of, hey, what do you guys think about this? What do you think about this? And just with a little more polishing, it sounds like, as far as presentation goes. Go ahead, Doug.
What does S and B and J stand for? I have a feeling I know. I have a feeling I know what the J is, but what's the S and the B?
Well, I've been producing a weekly podcast for. We actually just celebrated 1 year a couple weeks back.
Congratulations!
Thanks. It's called the YWO Show, and on that show, I'm known as SBJ, which stands for Soul Brother Joel. The nickname that I got back when I was living in Florida, some friends of mine down there gave it to me, so it just kind of stuck, and it's better than the old production company.
We went
with SBJ Productions for anything new, because it rolls off the tongue a little nicer when you go into a pre-production meeting with people that are looking to be your backer.
Right, that is true.
There you go, exactly. Well, and I'm just curious, too, there is a way, this is obviously a television-type show. You watch with your ear.
Watch with your ears.
Watch with your ears.
So timed. You guys are
listen with your mouth.
You guys are so. Hey, dude! Quiet! Riot.
Smell it with your tongue.
Quiet.
It'll
Riot wrote a song called "Stomp Your Hands and Clap Your Feet."
Yeah,
I can say that if I want.
All right.
That shows that made me a director of in 1982. But no, this is obviously going to be a production where you can view it with your eyes and listen to it with your ears. And there is this new trend I'm seeing now. It's called video casting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Was this going to be an angle you guys were going to work on this from, where it would be kind of like a video cast where people could download it the same manner that they download a podcast?
So that's exactly what it is. That's what SBJ Productions is all about. We do, essentially, we're all about IPTV and internet-based content. Because honestly, if you look at the trends that are going on right now, broadcast, I honestly think, will be dead in about 15 to 20 years.
You're talking about terrestrial broadcasting.
Oops. Sorry about that, Robin Valley. 99.1 FM.
Well, no, that is a trend.
But
he's right.
No, I don't see actual broadcast. Here's the thing, I've thought about this a lot, because I'm sort of in the industry. And, well, it's my hobby. I'm not in the industry, it's my career, but it's my hobby. And I've thought about it, and I don't think that broadcast is going away completely. There's not going to be a way.
Well, it's going to change.
It will change.
It's going to change.
And I think it'll become more interactive, and I think it'll become, there'll be a lot of different things, but I think it's going to change. I don't think it'll go away. I think that people still have to be in their cars for a great length of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think people still enjoy the, you know, some specialty shows on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the, whatever that was, the MFPS was on, that the metal show.
Oh, man, I don't remember now.
Not Classic Metal Show.
Oh, that was,
on WCSX, but the... Or, I'm sorry,
it was the local, it was WRIF.
The local one, yeah, WRIF.
Here, WRIF.
And people listened to that crazy because that was a specialty show.
Yeah.
And I think the specialty shows are gonna drive the market after a while.
Well, here's one thing for you.
What's that, Joe?
Here's one thing for you to think about, though, is that how many people have satellite radio in their cars right now?
Actually, a lot of people are, more and more people are getting it. I actually know a couple now. Like, for example, 6 months ago, I would have said absolutely nobody. I know nobody with satellite radio. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen some people get things in their car, and they tell me they like it.
Oh, I love it. I have it myself, and I love it.
They really, really, really like it, and or love it, in your case. And
where you're going with this is what I've done now with WiMAX and getting broadband internet connections over entire cities, and it's only going to be a matter of time until that broadband connection is delivered into a provider that's going to be directly installed into your car so you can pretty much access that IP content wherever you are, you know?
This, I believe, and you know what's interesting is only could it be with the, you know, the audio, such as, you know, traditional radio. But I've seen more and more of these, like, minivans and
oh, God, no, I don't want to see any more. Well,
with...
God.
With, like...
Yeah, and I've also seen a lot more accidents out there, too.
They have TVs in the back of them. They're in the back.
I think
although we did see that one lady watching TV driving to Indiana, remember?
Oh, yeah, I want to throw a rock at her, too.
Do you remember that, Will? Or were you asleep?
I think if they're behind the driver's seat, I think if those TVs are behind the driver's seat...
It's okay, but I...
It'll keep the Rugrats quiet. That's
this,
cool.
But this lady had an actual TV, like, wedged up in her...
Yeah.
Wedged up in her, like... dashboard kind of thing, and she was watching TV driving to Indiana.
Well, my friend,
telling her friends, like,
my friend Joy,
telling her friends, oh yeah, check it out, it's so cool, I got a screen in my van now, and it's like an old 18-inch black
and white. That's
hardwired into the radio, or the cigarette
got
lighter.
Got long ears sticking out the back.
Yeah, it's got a cigarette, it's hardwired into the cigarette lighter itself.
Your friend does that?
My friend, he has a van, and what he did is he took out everything that's in the center console and changed it so it's just basically little remote switches
right
to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So he has this massive hole cut out where his radio and everything else used to be, and he mounted a TV into it. He's got some sort of weird receiving device hooked up to it. He can pick up channels from like all over the place.
I think an insurance quarter would have a field day on that car.
Where that was going, Joel, before we got off on whatever it is, because
just going off on a tangent here.
Was I believe that the WiMAX that you were talking about and for example, Oakland County, the county that I work in, it's one county over from where we are broadcasting from right now in Michigan. Oakland County is going countywide Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So as more and more of that happens, somebody's going to come up with a little a TV receiver that will pull it down from there, pull down a live, you know, probably low quality, but, a stream from their site.
It's a start.
Look at how many people.
It's going to happen.
Look at how many people are doing, like, home media center PCs in their living room now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So one more time, because unfortunately we're out of time here, Joel, but one more time, there is this contest that's going to be going on with you guys. I guess this is a joint venture kind
name
of. Between,
that show.
Name that show.
Yep.
Name that show as far as...
What we want...
Well, go ahead, Joel.
What we want people to do is we want them to send their suggestions to name the show at ywoshow.com. And we ask that you please put your suggestion for the show in the subject line. It makes it a lot easier to go through all those suggestions. And send your suggestions there. We will have a prize package posted over at sbjproductions.net really soon here. And we'll let them know what they're going to get for that. And like I said, we don't know what it is yet, but it's usually something pretty good.
And that's sbjproductions.net. That's
the website. Well, we also have sbjproductions.blogspot.com, the good old forwarding.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Cool. So, tell you what, we got to run right now, Joel. Thank you for coming on the show. I mean, this is a very exciting thing. We're looking totally forward to this. And we want you to come back and tell us more when everything is up and running and maybe the first show is produced. We'd like to talk to you about the premiere, possibly, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be all about that.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break here.
Tomorrow, dozens of people are going to download our podcast. So you might get one or two emails. That'll be exciting.
Let's take a quick
break. Open.
I think that's a good
Joel, hang on the line for 1 second. We're going to go to break here. Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after this.